Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hi, everyone. Susan Winter here with a discussion today about power, losing power, when you think you've lost your power, but you didn't lose your power, and the difference between being polite and needy, and getting a text from an ex after you broke up with them. A lot of stuff, and it sounds very specific, and there are many angles, but it is an important discussion. I don't think we talk enough about power. Who has the power? What does power look like? And how can you not lose your power in a relationship? So I got a very specific question about power and losing power within the wrapping of a relationship. You know, when the ex reaches out to you out of nowhere and you're like, okay, you responded. Ooh, did you lose your power or didn't you? Okay, so bear with me. This is Iris, and Iris writes, I appreciate you reading and considering my suggestion. I'm aware you've discussed the topic of power before. I watch all of your live shows. I've heard you say that being direct and asking for clarification is for our benefit and should not be thought of as needy, nor should it be thought of as losing our power, as many other coaches suggest. They often say, don't do X, Y, Z, da, 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 because you're losing your power. What about when someone you ended things with, say a player, sends a text after a while? You respond, and they go silent. You don't want them back and responded out of decency, yet you feel kind of dumb after that. Most coaches say you lost your power, the power you earned when you broke up with them. But if you don't go back to them, did you really lose your power? Why does it feel like an endless loop of competition? What is power anyway? At a deeper level, it's just a word. You're definitely the master of reframing, so I can't wait to hear your take on this. How to never feel like we lose our power no matter the circumstance. Okay, there's a lot going on in here. Thank you for that, Iris. Having your power means staying in your truth and your sovereignty. You can be vulnerable and be powerful. And I think that that's a much more sophisticated cut that people are not considering. It's the real deal. So you are very powerful when you tell somebody you love them. In my world, I think that's powerful. When it's said with conviction and honesty, when you're not waiting for their approval in the answer, when it is a declaration and a statement, that's powerful. It can be powerful to admit to your partner that you've hit a section of the relationship and you honestly don't know what to do. It's like new to you and you're asking for their help. And it can also be powerful when you are deactivated by an ex. And this is this case. The whole general concept of should you reach out to an ex that was toxic? Should you respond to them? It really, really, really depends on what they did. If they were an horrific person, politeness is not really necessary. Were they polite to you? If it was a confused, difficult person that, like, you kind of liked them, but they didn't, whatever. You have to be the person who makes a decision. One, do they deserve any kind of response? Okay? That's dependent upon what happened to you. And two, and probably this is a little bit more important, how will contacting them affect you? Meaning, are you triggered? Is there that little remnant of hope? Like, oh my God, maybe they want me back. I don't know. Do they want me back? Well, you know, maybe they're just tiptoeing on the ice to see if it's solid. Because there is that exploration. People know when they've been not right with you. And oftentimes, isn't it so sad that people finally figure out who we are when we've dumped them? So that could be that. But where power comes into play in both of those is that you have made a decision, thought it through, and elected to stand behind your position. That's powerful. If you choose to reach out because they no longer activate you and you think it's the right thing to do, then reach out. That's fine. The fact that they didn't reciprocate, they're playing a game. They just want to debate you and not respond. That would be your cue that, you know, if I hear from you one more time, yeah, that's like, don't even bother. Don't even bother with people like that. Or you could respond with, really? That's the game now? You know what you know about them. I really think that when people come from direct, honest behavior and they play their hands straight, if the other person fails you, the one who failed you before, but if the other person fails you, it's not on you. The question of do you continue to play and entertain this, that one's on you. So losing power in a relationship is when we react instead of respond. It's when we make a move on the game board and lose our center because suddenly now we're hoping for a different outcome. Oh, maybe they're different this time. Maybe they've realized, oh my goodness, they've realized what I'm worth. I know, that's it's kind of classic. You know, now they see who I am. You know, honestly, if a person has failed you and been really bad the first time, you don't need to revisit. I tend to err toward being polite as a personal choice, but trust me, just as many times, there is an executive decision to not even respond at all because it's unnecessary. So, Iris, no, I don't believe you lost power. You responded, as you said, not looking for starting up this relationship again, just responded, and then they took their power back. So these little power games that people play when they push and then run away, they're because they don't have real power. People who have real power don't have time to play these games. They don't need to play games. They've got a lot more important things to do in their life, and they'll speak to you honestly and directly. That's powerful. They'll be the person they say they are. They will act in accordance with their thoughts and their mouth and their actions, and everything is aligned. That's powerful. So this is what we need to consider is power, not who's up, because that competition loop that you talk about, that's a game. And if we've had any discussions with Susan Winter and my channels, all of my channels, it is about game gets game, real gets real. I keep going back to that, but that's the easiest way to say it. Game gets game, real gets real. And if you get pulled into a game, you do not have your power. You're on their game board, okay? If you start playing that game, you didn't mean to, but now your ego gets involved, that's an ego volley. You're up 1 minute, ooh, you made a score. Then you're down because they made a score. You're right. It's a loop and it never ends. So again, empowerment and owning our power, concretely deciding what we believe, sticking with that course of action without apology, making a choice and writing it out. How they respond on the other end, if they choose to be uncivil, if they choose to be a game player, that's not on us. But it is worth remembering for next time. I hope this has helped you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you want to write me with a video request, go to, now that I've said that word, go to the contact page. Underneath the media director and the speaking agent, there's a box that says video Q&A. I might read your video question here. And thank you, all of you who are subscribers. If you like this, please do subscribe. If it's been helpful for you, please share it with your friends. And check out the different products that I have to keep you supported in your journey to finding your love and embracing your own power. Thank you.